Hello, this is Kemp Hall with FloridaLead.net, and this morning we have with us Kay Goslin, the Creative Director at Millican Floor Covering. How you doing, Kay?
I am excellent, Kemp. Hope you're fine as well.
I am. I'm very well, and I appreciate you spending time with our listeners this morning. And the reason that we're calling you and talking to you today is because you have some new news. You have just opened a new showroom in New York City. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's a very, very exciting week for us. We've had a series of grand opening parties, and we're beginning to spread the news that Millican has a new showroom that houses our contract business, Millican Hospitality, and Millican Residential, all in one place.
Okay, and what's the location? Where is it in New York?
We are at 875 6th Avenue, which is at 31st Street. In the heart of Manhattan. I'm looking out the window even as we speak, and from where I stand, I can see the Statue of Liberty. It's an awesome day here, absolutely crystal clear. Looks like the Chamber of Commerce ordered it for our grand opening.
All right, fantastic. What motivated Millican to decide to open a showroom in New York City?
For many years, Millican had its corporate headquarters even in New York, on 6th Avenue across from Bryant Park. That's in the days when we were heavy into the apparel industry. And over the years, there became fewer and fewer people in that building, and it was never really a carpet gallery or a showcase for our products. It really was just about offices. And so this is the first time that we've had an actual showroom, and certainly the first time we've had all three of our carpet brands together in one showplace.
I was talking to Darius Helm earlier today, and he was at one of your grand opening events, I think yesterday, and he was telling me a little bit that it was very well done, very tastefully done, and done, you know, as everybody probably realizes, I mean, you want this to be an attractive place for designers to come and feel comfortable in. Is that correct?
Absolutely. When the designers get off the elevator, we're on the 26th floor of the building, and so we're on the very top of it, and the first thing that they're greeted by is a glowing yellow wall that features a large graphic of Millican and the tree, which has become one of our icons. And then on the opposite wall, the one where the elevators actually are, is some teak paneling that came from the original space that we had that I was telling you about across from Bryant Park. Also, on that glowing yellow wall, the first thing they have to notice when they really look closely at it is that it announces that this space has been registered for LEED CI. We are going for gold, but I understand from Bill Gregory, our sustainability guru, that we stand an outside chance for platinum. So that's very exciting for us.
And to explain what CI stands for?
Commercial interiors.
To qualify for the points to get there, you have to use reuse material, and I mean, there's several criteria involved there, aren't there?
Yes. To do this space, Millican hired the same design duo from Chicago that did our space in the Merchandise Mart.
Which,
our
by
award-winning space.
That's right. It won the gold award, I guess, at NeoCon last year.
It did. It won Best of Show for all showrooms. So we were very excited about it, and it was a LEED register project that just got gold a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So we thought that Q Studio, Catherine Severson, and John Seegers were the perfect duo to help us tackle New York. New York had a number of challenges that we didn't face in the Merchandise Mart because we started demolition here, and it was a raw space. And we were very much the first tenant in this building to consider LEED. So we had to look at everything from the heating and air unit to all of the materials that we used in the space. One interesting thing that we did that got us LEED points, but I think we would have done it anyway, is that we wanted to use several of the original Florence Knoll furniture pieces that were in our Bryant Park office, and so we've had those reconditioned, and they're sprinkled around the whole office area, and then we've mixed those classic pieces with some new Italian furniture or bits and pieces of steel case from the 60s. So it's a real blend of old and new that, like I said, helps to qualify you for LEED points. But beyond that, it's a design statement that I think it's very much a core of what Millikan is,
mm-hmm.
because it's about innovation, design, and sustainability.
Okay, so tell me how you'll use this space now that it's been opened.
In the space, there are areas designated for contract, one for hospitality, and one for residential. And the intent is that it's a warm and welcoming place to bring clients. There's a touchdown office area where the reps who work out of the New York area or any Millikan associate visiting or any client for that matter can go in and use the wireless internet. They have a fabulous view of the Hudson River mm-hmm. while they check their email
yeah.
or make phone calls, whatever they need to do. And then each of the businesses has a space where you can really sit down and have a dialogue with clients. There's also a conference room, which is what I'm standing in now. It's a glass conference room, so it doesn't obstruct the views, but it does provide you with soundproofing and, you know, a bit of insulation away from the hubbub and excitement of the rest of the showroom.
So it sounds like it's open architecture from a visual standpoint.
Yeah, it's very clean, very contemporary looking. Throughout the space, we've tried to establish a visual vocabulary that talks about respect for design and mm-hmm. shows how to use color and pattern and texture in new and interesting ways, not just in the carpet, but in the interior architecture itself.
So basically, if I can mirror what you're saying, since New York, as we all know, is kind of the center of where the leading design firm, this is where Millikan can actually meet with those firms and have a bigger presence, if you will, in the design arena. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, not only are there so many important design firms here, but it's also a jumping-off place for international designers. Many times when they come to the U.S., they stop in New York, have business meetings. They want to see what's fresh and new on the American scene and then head to other places in the world or in the U.S. So I think it's an important crossroads of business and design.
You also have an area there for your hospitality people. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Since Steve Hillis joined us now about a year ago, we've been working on repositioning our hospitality business and really gathering an arsenal of tools and salespeople to go out and approach them in a unique way. And this space, I think, is going to be key to telling Steve's message to the A&D community. We're kicking off tonight with a party, hopefully for a few hundred of our best hospitality friends. And then tomorrow we're doing a continuing education unit for a smaller group of people where we're talking about sustainability, which has become critical in the hospitality market. And we're also going to be talking about color and design. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's just the start of many such events that we're going to have in this fabulous new space.
Well, I know Millikan has always led in the hospitality arena, so I'm sure that event tonight will go well. I really appreciate you spending time with our listeners. I look forward to being able to get up there and checking out the facility myself. You've been listening to Kay Goslin, who is the creative director with Millikan Floor Covering, and we've been talking about the news of their new showroom in New York City, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net.